While I was driving home from work, I turned on the radio and heard a reporter ask the following question. So what's the big deal with Christ's death? Sure, crucifixion is painful, but he was only up there for a few hours. It was almost like Jesus just had a bad weekend. I was shocked. I'd never heard it put that way. But the question got me thinking. Why is Christ's death so important? Was it just the amount of physical suffering he experienced? Why is it so special? I think we can look at it like this. Christ was betrayed, tortured, and crucified. And he did suffer a tremendous amount of pain. But the Bible tells us that there was so much more happening in that moment. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Christ's death wasn't simply about physical pain. By offering himself as a sacrifice on our behalf, he took on the whole weight of our guilt and alienation from God. He willingly suffered all the consequences of our distrust and disobedience to God. On the cross, he submitted to the loving and just judgment of God, and our corrupt sin natures were condemned to death in him. He joyfully paid this price so that we could be given new natures, be filled with his life, and stand reconciled to God, with no barriers between us. And that's why his death and resurrection are a big deal. As we celebrate Easter, we remember that Christ suffered physically. Let's not forget that spiritually, his sacrifice brought us back into communion with God. For him, it wasn't a bad weekend. Far from it. This was the weekend of Holy Passion, when his great redemptive plan was accomplished. And with that in mind, we really do have something to celebrate. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.